Once upon a time, an old man was greatly loved because of his positive influence. But one day, an angry young man who had just been badly insulted came to see this wise old man. As he explained the situation, he said he was on his way to demand an apology from the one who had wronged him. "My dear boy, take a word of advice from an old man who loves peace. An insult is like mud. It will brush off much better when it is dry. So wait for a little. Wait until he and you are both cool, and the problem will be easily solved. If you go now, you will only quarrel." The young man heeded the wise advice, and he soon was able to go to the other person and resolve the issue. Are you ever tempted to respond quickly when insulted, answering with harsh and emotional words when you feel attacked? Well, that may be a very human response, but it can change. This meditation from Proverbs chapter 15 is a contemplation to reflect on learning a new way, a gentle way. Cooling off so you can share a gentle answer that turns away anger. So to begin your meditation, find a place to be slow, quiet, and still. A place to be mindful of pausing. Allow your eyes to close and become aware of your breathing. Begin to move deeper, embraced by the tender presence of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of thoughtful reflection by listening and then responding to this passage from Proverbs chapter 29. And as I lead us, respond simply, "Lord God, may my words always be gentle." May God bless the reading and hearing of his word. An angry man stirs up strife, and a hot-tempered and undisciplined man commits many transgressions. So, Lord God, may my words always be gentle. A man's pride and sense of self-importance will bring him down. So, Lord God, may my words always be gentle. But he who has a humble spirit will obtain honor. So, Lord God, may my words always be gentle. Continue on for a moment longer by encountering the gentle presence of the divine. Become aware of God. The Lord is here. The Spirit is with you. And yes, you are safe. Have you ever responded in anger? A sudden outburst of negative emotion? Well, certainly feel no condemnation, but for now, simply take note of how it felt in the moment. Was it helpful? How did it feel later? And what effect did it have on your relationship? Take this moment to surrender to the Holy Spirit, taking captive any thoughts of lingering anger. Begin to be aware of people you may have hurt, scars left behind, and note your heart and mind being transformed from old ways to new ways. A mind transformed to that of Christ. Center there. Center to on your breathing, and be mindful of each deep cleansing breath. Each tummy breath filling you, and each exhale releasing old anger. Each inhale filling you with new gentleness. Breathing out what is harsh, and breathing in the new transforming Spirit of God. Become more alert. Become more attentive to the patient gentleness of God. Angry thoughts may still bubble to the surface, and that can be expected. But use that as an awareness exercise to take another deep belly breath and whisper, "Lord, may my words always be gentle." Let the word gentle be your centering word. Now continue on with the mind of Christ as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. In this passage, Solomon shares God's wisdom on peace. He tells us how peace may be kept. It is with soft words. So let the gentle words of this passage resonate with you from Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1, from the New Living Translation. Now I ask you, my friend, to remember that a gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. Which words opened your mind? Well, listen once more from Scripture. A gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. Which of those words restored or freed your heart? Well, take this next minute for that to become your contemplation. Once more, but now take note of your deeper emotions as you contemplate on this wider passage from the New International Version. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise adorns knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. The soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What do you think you need to learn from this passage? Well, let this be your continuing contemplation for another minute. In this third expanded divine reading from the New International Reader's Version, reflect on the passage now as a prayer. And Lord, by your mercy, hear my prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, help me to remember that a gentle answer turns anger away, but my mean words stir up anger. I know the tongues of wise people use knowledge well, but the mouths of foolish people pour out foolish words. Your eyes and ears are everywhere. They watch those who are evil and those who are good. You hear my words and know that when my tongue is used to calm others, it's like a tree of life. But when my words tell lies, they produce a broken spirit. I pray and plead now for gentle words in your glorious name. Amen. What secrets are you ready to share in this time of prayer? Well, take this next minute for these wise words to become your prayer in your own gentle words and in your own time. Pause if you desire or need more time. Rest now in a moment of imaginative contemplation. Continue to be mindful of your breathing. Whisper the centering word, gentle, as you breathe. Not only hearing the word, but seeing the word. Gentle. In your mind, see the gentle words of God turn away anger. Watch as the gentle words of God adorn those you speak to. See the gentle words of God bring soothing comfort to those you encounter. Take this next minute to hear and see the effect of God's gentle words through you to others you meet along the way. Let gentleness be your contemplation. As you rest here a bit longer, be mindful of moments your words become angry. Be aware of doors of opportunity open for you to turn away from anger, to then breathe and center your thoughts on godly words of gentleness. Who do you know that needs to hear a gentle and kind word? Consider how God might use you to share a gentle word of healing to another soul that you encounter along the way. Ponder that, and accept this prayer of benediction to remember that a gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. May you know and use the tender words of Christ, the awareness of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the gentle tenderness of God now and always. And as we close, remain here in this retreat as long as you can, encountering the power of healing, gentle words. Silently whispering, Lord God, may my words always be gentle. Now may the peace of the Lord be with you always.